Hey, this is Enigma September, and you're now listening to the Enigma Sep Hour. The podcast is brought to you by Freedom Train Radio. Shouts out to Joe Ward and Patrick Irvine. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. You can find information about the organization at www.pactsinc.org. To my podcast listeners, make sure to check out the live recording of the podcast on my YouTube page at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927. That's E-N-I-G-M-A-S-E-P-T 927. Remember to hit the like and subscribe buttons and leave comments so I know that you were there. I might even give you a shout out on the podcast. Maybe. While you're on YouTube, also make sure to check out my bro, Big Low, and his Ill Coffee vlog at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. And check out my young homie, Backpack Beats, and his Beats and Vlog series at youtube.com/BackpackBeats. Remember, that's Backpack Beats with a Z. If you want your song played on the podcast, shoot me your track in MP3 or waveform to my email at enigmaself@gmail.com. Make sure to tag the track with your name and the title of the song. It doesn't have to be clean. Also, add a short bio about yourself and any important information about the song or upcoming project in the email. Lastly, make sure to follow me on all social media. You can find me at EnigmaSelp9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSelp on IG and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelp and facebook.com/EnigmaSelp9. Now that we have that out the way, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby? Yeah.
Yeah. This me love. This local rapper part one. I'm taking this one to infinity and beyond. 100 emoji, all my raps has been born. Toe to toe with any legend, and I know that I belong. Mind's catching up where my heart been all along. I grow fond of this Dominican, a Philly John. She's sensing how I'm infiltrating through these pawns. Currently about my league, but she still correspond. Cause she see these fans love my K-Dons. She won't find another nigga sicker with these crayons. 5 times a day I'm on my knees, pray on. Voodoo in the sink, I'm washing off that shaitan. Been through the fire, just go ask me Shaka Khan. Study through the wire and that's worth the yay. Another college dropout, redefining its history. Made it to 25, I never seen a felony. Born sinner, searching for this victory. John Wood and shit if we talking winning streaks. Skyhook in this game, feel like I'm Luau. Born wiser than a zoo owl. I'm turning heads, now these niggas be like, who y'all? Tariq knockout, come meet your new pen pal. Only number 2 if we talking pence out. Say I got next strictly based off my potential. This legendary moves, everything is monumental. So what you in a rush for? I'm all about that rush more. Your future in this biz looking like an eyesore. I was sent here to kill any bull, the local matador. These is more than raps, it's like a folklore. Yes, Lord, yes, you my guarantor. And I'ma guarantee I'ma give it everything. It's so heavenly, might even make the choir sing. I swear it's angels be watching over me. I pray these blessings keep on coming in. I mean. Tariq Knockout. This local rapper part one.
Yo, we are back. This is the Enigma Sep Hour, your boy Enigma September. And I'm with my guests of the hour.
Yo,
Dragon X. What's up, bro?
Yo, it's Dragon X, it's Dragon Nation, it's Wicked Tennessee Records, you know what I'm saying? It's Southern Hospitality Battle League. You know.
Y'all know the vibes.
The vibes.
So we're gonna go ahead and I forgot to tell y'all. Song I just heard, my man Tariq Knockout with Mello. Decided to show him some love since seems like his Muslim brother dropped some heat, so I'm gonna drop some Muslim heat.
Man, see that, man. I ain't even gonna flex, man. It, like, the times that I've been there to hear Tariq and whatnot, and the times that, like, he might come out with a video or a song and stuff, like, ain't never let down to me, really.
No, he don't.
He ain't let down to me.
That's my bro. I mean, it's consistent.
Man, shoot. I don't even know if consistent is a word at this point.
Man, fire.
Exactly.
All right, so we gonna what we gonna get into? Like I said, some Muslim dropped the album today. I won't get into that later.
You guys hold tight.
But we get into local news. First and foremost, if you don't know, you should know. You know what I'm saying? We had a live Freedom Train Radio, had a live broadcast. I mean, live podcast this past Saturday. You know what I'm saying? It was myself, my man Joe Ward, my man Pat Irvine, and Shelby and Queen Candace, Shelby's World. And it was hosted by none other than TT Talks on Adrian Bate. It was at the Twin Oaks little guest room, pool room, whatever. You know what I'm saying? My man Mike Jack performed. My girl, Lord, I know a real name. I can't think of what stage name. I'm going to call Lauren for this. I'll have to come back and let y'all know what the stage name is.
Don't type of ones, like 9 times out of 10, you probably ain't, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would have went to school with her and stuff like that and always knew her government, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because like, you just always knew it like that, so.
Well, yeah, man, it was, you know what I'm saying? There was part two other acts. Of course, I performed as well, so you missed that. Sorry, you guys. But, But no, it's pretty dope, dope vibe. Shouts out to everybody that came out, especially my sister, play sister Raven, my sis Smurfy, my man Cam, Black, all them, everybody that was there. Everybody, shouts out to everybody that was there, Stan the Man. So we're definitely going to be doing it again, so you guys just stay tight. Stay informed, and we'll let you guys know. Also, too, that same night, we had Rhythm and Rhymes, a night of rhythmic bliss at the Bark.
Man,
That
just sound like just writing that on paper. They had to advertise that well.
Well, yeah, it was a good crowd. It was a really good crowd. You had some people I know. I'm gonna name the people I do know. my man, Lock Messiah,
Cheese and the Nachos.
Hey. Alabama in the building. My man Facey, my man Warren Will. I ain't see Inverse. He listed, but I ain't see him. Inverse, if I miss you, bro, my bad. Miss Heffy and Hefe, excuse me. I mean, I said Heffy like she healthy. Far from it. Yeah, she slim thick. She ain't I mean, it sounds like she about 350 plus out here. Miss Heffy.
Long dream.
Right. And my man Flo to God, you know what I'm saying, had some people doing their poetry thing or whatever.
Flo
to
God.
Also my
guy, Flo to
my
God.
My girl, my coworker, Dallas Aaliyah, she performed off the fly. So shouts out to Dallas. But yeah, Flo to God closed it out, man, killed it. Turns out his sister, Deja, is the one who put it together. And that bugged me out. Because if you watch the Flow to God episode, I knew them when they were kids because I used to roll with their uncle. Back in like 03, we used to like go to like little hip hop joints. So I remember when they was like in elementary school. So to see them grown throwing events, I feel hella. Man, I feel ancient as hell.
No, don't do it.
Man, I feel I'm like, yo.
I turned 32 in July. Don't do it.
Yeah. Just don't be in the rush, bro. Don't be in the rush.
No. Patience is a virtue. You know?
Yeah, that thing. But she did a dope job. She did a dope job putting it together. So shouts out to her. Shouts out to Flow to God. And they whole family, man. Shouts out. I was thoroughly impressed, man.
Hey, look, because I'm telling you, or whatever, because we got the group chat, you know what I'm saying? And I just stay observing, you know. I talk when I do talk or whatever. But next thing you know, Don Rich came up in that piece or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
Don Rich is in there. Shouts out to Don Rich.
Don Rich was just like, yo, or whatever, like, flow or whatever, like, this music be your calling, bro. If you just run this lane, bro, you can do it, bro. Like, that's the way he was talking, you know. Word. What I'm saying? Like, and, you know, Like, and I can feel it, you know what I'm saying? I can feel the context genuine, you know what I'm saying? So, so you know what I'm saying? It was good to hear. It was really good to hear.
I had somebody hit me up, like in particular, because, you know, I recorded some of the acts that were performing, you know what I'm saying, threw it on my IG. And, yeah, it was somebody that hit me up about, matter of fact, my man Khalid, he hit me up about Flo. He was like, yo, man, you got passion. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's his blood, man. His uncle used to spit. His daddy used to spit. Yeah. He's been trained in the arts. He know what to do.
Yeah, I owe him a piece. He requested for me to get on his next piece and stuff, so I'm with it. So.
All right, so bet up. This feed hit me. I know y'all hearing the tic-tacs. But not the TikTok. Even though y'all can check out my TikTok if you like. TikTok. At Enigma myself, of course. Everything at Enigma myself.
I ain't even gonna flex. Like, the way my sister be getting on it or used to get on it, that thing just discouraged me all over the place. I'm like, oh, man. I was like, what are you in here doing? Or whatever.
I know for me, like, I'm gonna start giving, like, y'all, like, daily hip-hop history joints. You gotta find your niche, like, with anything. That's all it comes down to. I mean, it's not for everybody. Exactly. But, you know what I'm saying? If you find your niche, you can...
You can run it.
All right, so what we got? We're going to get into... So that's all the local stuff that popped off to this week. But again, like I told y'all, a Muslim, as if I'm being Islamophobic, but a specific Muslim dropped the album today. Man, J Electronica finally dropped the joint, you know what I'm saying? After freaking, 11 years? 11 years of people waiting. He finally dropped the album, A Written Testimony.
You know what I'm saying? And when I first heard his name, and you know what I'm saying? Like, and then I listened to one of his, I think, what's the name? Oh, man, that was like 5 years ago, though. Anyways, it made me feel like, okay, let's see what's his, you know, his catalog, his album catalog or mixtape catalog like. Seen nothing. I was like, huh?
Right. I made one song two songs rather than like...
And that was in the 5 years that, you know what I'm saying, after the 5 years that I slept on him, you know what I'm saying, the name just... Or whatever, because, you know, there's a bunch of artists out there, you know, you can't, you know, but like the ones that I guess that, you know, hit that magnitude, just like anything else, you know, it turned into clickbait. So.
Right. So he finally delivered after 11 some years. And half the songs were, what was it? Half the songs had Jay-Z on it.
Half the songs had Jay-Z.
Yeah, some people
I'm on this right now. Hold up.
Some people were like looking for... Some people were even calling it like Watch the Throne Part 2.
Yeah. What?
Yeah,
hey, big reach. Hold on, y'all.
Yeah, big reach, but...
Hold on. Just cut it out. Just call it a spinoff, all
right? Right.
Just, you know what I'm saying? It's not all that. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's not all that, but like... If you've heard it and you said, let me hear it and feel that.
Yeah,
let me hear it and feel that.
It was good. It was good. Good project. 10 songs, which, again, y'all already know, I like short albums in this day and age. So, 10 tracks. I don't even know. The best track, I guess, for me would be The Ghost of Soulja Slim. Just because, like, apparently Jay, you know what I'm saying, took the Soulja Slim flow and rapped in that cadence. Which made him sound like totally different, which was needed. But yeah, just really grown man, like Blackalicious type raps. Yeah. And I'm here for it. So you guys can check it out if you like.
Ghost of Soulja Slim.
Yeah, yeah.
Universal Soulja.
But it was like, it's not for the faint of heart. If you ain't looking for bars, or if you ain't looking for somebody spitting knowledge and thought-provoking imagery and sayings, then, yeah, if you just want something simple, don't do it.
They got a song called The Never Ending Story. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was saying, if you ain't...
A million times I looked at that movie.
Yeah, if you ain't trying to listen, then, nah, you straight. You might as well keep it moving. If you're trying to... if you're trying to get into, if you want some music that's going to make you feel like you may be learning something, you know, it's definitely replay value because you got to go back and listen to it. To me, it's up there with The Allegory by Royce da 5'9". It's that kind of vibe. Mm. You know what I mean? So if you're down with that, and I think that's why Jay Electronica kind of probably finally felt comfortable, despite the fact that his class has been kind of running it. You know, I think they rang is about to end as far as those came out of 09. But
see, yeah. See, this is up my alley. Just the title of, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, because the title of the songs can tell the, you know what I'm saying, the ways of that artist. You know what I'm saying? If they stick to it. You know right. what I'm saying? Because you have a bunch of artists that, you know, they just put a topic on a song. It don't really be about it more than half the time. You know what I'm saying? And you have to find those artists. You know what I'm saying? And that's where there's that thin line between rapper and artist. You know?
Right.
So,
right.
So it be like that.
So I really think they did. I think a lot of people got behind it. The beats are dope. Now, what I do have one criticism. It was one, I don't know which song it was, but it was one song I was like, yeah, it may have been Fruits of the Spirit. I don't know. But it was one song where it's like Jay-Z was trying to do a...
Ezekiel's Will?
It was one of the last songs. But it was like, it could have been Flux.
Flux capacitor.
Yeah, because it was, but he was trying to do a dance cadence, like that. The bad that, but it was dry. It was uninspired. And then it was Jay-Z trying to do it. Yeah. Like he only did it for a little piece, so it doesn't necessarily wreck the song. But that was unnecessary.
When I had that image in my head, like one of the first thoughts that popped up was like Snoop Dogg in that on that one podcast with 50 Cent and whatnot. You know, he was talking about how he was trying to do the Migos flow in the booth or whatever, and he was like, "Man, let me take this shit off my head. I sound stupid as fuck."
So right. Like, right. Or whatever. Yeah.
You know? Hey, yo, we cuss.
Yeah, man.
Okay. I had to make sure. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or whatever. We got the raw fan base and we got the clean fan base.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, yeah, it was like, yeah. I mean, I see what they were trying to get to, and I can see Jay Electronica gassing Jay-Z up like, yo, you do this, everybody in New Orleans, I love it. No. No.
Yeah, wait till I get back in the car. I'm gonna listen to this on the way to Beast House.
Yeah, but it's dope, man. It's a dope album. Outside of that, that's pretty much the only part where I'm like, the fuck? Everything else, like they killing shit.
Yeah.
So also too, speaking of albums that dropped last week, Lil Uzi Vert. Finally, after like 3 years, dropped Eternal A Take. And blew a nuke bomb on him.
Word.
Yeah, man. Hit word. 311K first week.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, granted, if you grew up in the 2000s, you like, but in this time, that's huge.
Right.
That's really, really huge.
Yeah, that's still huge.
Yeah. So, on top of that, apparently he dropped the deluxe album this week, like today.
Mm.
So, if it's a deluxe, then it probably means the album numbers are gonna add to the already album numbers that he has now.
Mm.
And it's like 10 extra songs.
Word.
So that gives people more incentive to go back and actually listen to the album again. So that means he's just gonna get more plays. So more likely, you're probably gonna end up being number one next week as well. So,
yeah. And he got a song, yeah, that Baby Pluto.
Right.
And it's only been 1 week ago. It's already at 3.1 mil.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Like, granted, y'all know I don't do numbers anymore. I used to do numbers, like,
right.
Every episode. I said, fuck that, fuck Billboard. But it's newsworthy because, again, I've already, matter of fact, Joe Budden on his podcast brought it up. But I've been telling y'all probably for like a year or so already. That there's going to be a changing of the guard. The class of 09, which consists of Jay Electronica finally dropping the album, and Kendrick and Drake, J. Cole, Big Sean, Mac Miller, may he rest in peace. Nipsey Hussle, may he rest in peace. Nicki Minaj. What's her boyfriend name? Oh, ex-boyfriend. Meek Mill. All of the Wale, all those cats, Big Crit, all those cats that was dropping between 2009 and 2011, I think there's not gonna be a changing of the guard, you know what I mean, as far as who's gonna be the leader of the culture, you know what I'm saying, as far as music goes. And so so Joe Budden was basically saying this album could be that switch. Even though I had a theory before him. So again, for the second episode in a row, fuck Joe Budden. It's competition. Anyway.
Exactly.
What we got? Speaking of leaders of the new school, we'll talk about one who looks like he's trying to do any and everything to sabotage his position as one of the up-and-coming rappers that can run the game.
Ooh, who that though?
The Baby.
Man, look.
North Carolina, what y'all got going on? So, everybody know. Matter of fact, the Baby came up in the game already knowing that he was down to handle his business. So, but this may be one of the times that he may have taken it too far. Apparently, what happened, he was in the concert in Tampa. He decided to go into the crowd despite all the coronavirus scares. Decided to go into the crowd, let him tell it. A young lady put her phone in his face and tapped his face. And so he slapped her. And so now, so what happened? So he got on, first he got on IG and was telling people he got $1,000 they can find a lady that he hit. Why are you looking for her? Sound like a threat. It's already a legal matter, bro.
You're just adding fuel to the flame. Exactly. Man, what you doing?
So, yeah, after that, he got back on IG and apologized for whatever happened or whatever. It was like, all right, cool. And then someone finally came forward. You know, lady came forward, said she was the person that he hit and she was going to lawyer up. To add drama to it, apparently the Baby was like, nope, that's not her. So... yeah, and they saying that there's four or five people who are saying that they're the person that he slapped. Who knows? This is craziness. But
Man, look.
Man's got to chill, bro.
I tell you what. I can faithfully say this from experience. In another realm, and what I mean by that is, you know what I'm saying? I've been there with the young generation music and stuff like that, you know, when I was of a young generation, you know. Going from that and, swaying my art to more, conscious, plus 30% per se, and performing in front of those type crowds, I'd rather that. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because they, you got these jokers, these crazed fans, man, they'll do anything. Kevin Gates,
Right.
With that
right.
whole situation, it's just
and somebody brought it up. Somebody, I don't know if it was Jay Quick that was just like, yo, you gotta see what happened to Kevin Gates, when he got a similar incident like that. So yeah, it's kind of like, bro, you gotta protect yourself.
And I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, you good.
But the devil's advocate, you know what I'm saying? The fans, if you're a fan, you pay your money to enjoy the performance.
Right.
You don't necessarily supposed to get involved unless the artist interacts with you or something like that.
Well, he was in the crowd, but on the flip side, you're right. You got to be mindful, and also too, she hit him in the face with the
phone.
I don't think it was intentional, but it's also too you're not enjoying the concert.
Exactly.
You busy trying to record it. You trying to get your little IG bit.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And
whatever, to the fans, don't come to shows.
you come to shows genuinely for that, for the genuine love of the artist that you're supporting.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't, well, I was about to say, oh, Jesus. Dang, I just had it right there on the tip of my tongue, but
yeah.
You don't get involved. You know what I'm saying? Like, then next thing you know, like, because you don't know these people. And you don't know these people. You don't know their background for real. And so, like, you know, you're kind of asking for it in a sense, you know? So,
well, I say that, like, again, we're not saying that the baby should have hit her.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Nope.
But really more so just you got to be mindful. And also, too, just don't come to the concerts just to record something, bro. You know what I mean? Like, enjoy the shit.
For real.
Like, granted, I could be a hit. I could come out like a hypocrite because I know I record when I go out. But those are local shows, and I do that to showcase the local acts.
You know,
to people that I know, so y'all can see that there's local acts doing, you know what I'm saying, these things or whatever. But, like, if I go to, a major artist concert, like, bro, I'm gonna take a couple flicks and I'm done, because I want to enjoy it. Like, it's not for me to sit there and record it the whole time.
Exactly.
But again, that's a side note, not endorsing what the baby did, not trying to, it's not victim blaming. Just a side note that, hey, man, put the phones away and just enjoy the show.
For real. And then don't get in, just don't get involved. That remind me of, that's what I was about to say. That remind me of, I seen on YouTube, Pitbull, when he was performing one time during the tour, and like the guy, I guess, was rocking, you know what I'm saying? You know, next thing you know, Pitbull decide he want to go ahead and pull him up on stage.
Right.
Then next thing you know, the guy had money in his hand and started slapping Pitbull in the face with it. You know what I'm saying? Pitbull with the mic, with the right, with the left hand, bow, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And kicked them or whatever, you know, and then kept performing. crowd kept on, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, so.
And of course, being in Tallahassee, we can't forget the infamous Color Money incident.
The money incident?
Color Money.
Oh.
With Plies.
That guy right
there.
Yo,
that was wild.
That guy right there did the whole super slam off the top of the turnbuckle. Yo, and I was right. I was just like, man, look. Like, and I, you know what I'm saying? Like these down south boys is wild, man.
Wow.
They, you know what I'm saying? Like, all through Florida, as far as I'm concerned. You know what I'm saying? Well, you got diverse crowds, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to disrespect us like that. You know what I'm saying? We have civilized crowds. I've seen it.
I don't know, because this did happen in Florida with the baby joint, so.
I mean, we've had a whole bunch of, Hey, look, you know what I'm saying? We got you got your light, you got your dark, you know what I'm saying? Like, gauge as far as back to the whole, that college game in Miami or whatever, that incident or whatever, right, 18 right. suspensions, you know what I'm right. saying? Like, coaches getting fired and stuff like that, you know, on each side of the team. And so I was just like, man, look, I think it was like 2006 or something. So, but yeah, man, it's crazy.
So, yeah, man, y'all just be careful out there. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and get to the next song, man. I wasn't going to talk about Tekashi, but screw it. He'll be all right.
Man, look.
He better be all right.
I just say it like this, man. It's even worse for people than Tekashi.
True. Indeed. No, I can't.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'll say this. I ain't saying no names or whatever, because I don't even know them cats like that. You know what I'm saying? But what's surfacing in the battle rap media right now or whatever, it ain't looking good. And all I'll say is this. Me personally, I don't care, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, hip-hop is a universal sport. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You should be able to get to a crowd, you know what I'm saying, to get a crowd to feel your stuff in more than one way. It's way more than one way to do something. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so with that said, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't never, you know, dig.
My bad, bro.
No, you good. And so that threw me off.
Right. It threw me off. I'm like, oh, shoot. Hey, look.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, so with that said, like, I don't, when I battle rap and stuff like that, I don't dig into people. But we're gonna get into that.
So we're gonna go ahead and get into this next track, and then we're gonna come back. We're gonna talk to Dragon next. We're gonna talk about the battling, talk about the battle scene and what he got going on. So y'all just stay tuned. Till then, we're gonna hit this hit y'all with this Your Body with my man Chad Rhymes. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby. Yeah.
Space. Everybody knows how I feel about you, girl. Everybody knows I just wanna grab your body, hold you through the storm. I grab your body, so you always be one. Yeah.
I got you in my sights now. You know I want you right now. Tonight I'm finna bite down. Yeah, I'm doing anything that you like now. Yeah, I'm loving when we come and switch positions. You my soldier mama, loving when we on a mission. Gone off the liquor, yeah, you know tonight we sipping. But that love, man, you know it got me tripping. I just wanna grab your body, hold you through the storm. I grab your body, so you always be warm. I grab your body, hold you through the storm. Cause everybody knows, yeah, I'm just trying to rock your world. I just want to grab your body, hold you through the storm. I grab your body, so you always be warm. You're feeling no harm now,
yeah.
I got you in my arms now,
yeah.
You're feeling no harm now,
yeah.
Cause I got you in my arms now. And now I'm looking at your frame. Grabbing on your body, got me saying you off the chain. Feeling like a prince, Apollonia, you the same. Now you got a nigga feeling purple rain. We hop up in the bed, now you know the sheets deeper. When you say you're cold, we making love by the heater. Throwing it back, I'm catching it like receiver. I'm smacking on your ass while I'm puffing on the reefer. Yeah, I'm thinking to myself, hell yeah, she a keeper. She stay up in my dreams, but she never been a sleeper. It used to cost me money, but tonight, man, it's cheaper. Fuck it, let me roll up, man, some more cheaper. Cause everybody knows, yeah, how I feel about you, girl. Cause everybody knows, yeah, I'm just trying to rock your world. I just wanna grab your body, hold you through the storm. I grab your body, so you always be warm.
All right, and we are back. This is the Enigma Self Hour, your boy Enigma Self Timber, and that was Your Body, my man Chad Rhymes. Not to be confused with LSG.
Not to be confused.
Yo, but we got my man Dragon X in the building. What's good, bro?
Man, what's popping, man? I can't even call it, man. Just at this point, glad to be alive. Oh, Jesus Christ, it's too much going
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Shoot. Matter of fact, I got an announcement for y'all at the end of the podcast.
Oh.
Yeah. But but no, not that though. You ain't gotta worry about that.
No. I'm my mind off that right now. We good. Yo,
we ain't gonna just be like, yo, nigga, you brought me over here and you got the shit.
No. Never.
Kill everybody off.
Nah.
But anyway, got my man Dragon X, you know what I'm saying? Indeed. Rapper battler extraordinaire.
Mm-hmm.
I've been using that word too much. Mm-hmm. If it's fitting, but I gotta find a new word. Anyway, what's good with you, bro?
Man, look, I thought, man, I wish I should check right now. What's good is, I mean, it ain't too much, you know what I'm saying, with me being still somewhat on that local scale, though I've traveled like many places and many regions, not all regions, but many regions in this country, you know what I'm saying, on a battle rap tip, you know. Saying all that to say that I think, you know, the Dragon X versus Esco battle, I think is about to touch 1,000 views or whatever. So
okay.
I'm grateful on that, you know. So not a problem for me. I'm not complaining. Shout out to Trips or whatever, you know what I'm saying? This would be my second 1,000 viewed battle on his channel out of three, so I'm 2 out of 3 on there and stuff. So, and I got a couple more in the past that's reached 1,000, that's about to touch 1,000 and stuff like that, you know, because I'm active or whatever, and, you know, and that's just how your stock rise or whatever. If you're active and you're good, and, you know, people want to see what else you've done or whatever.
Word.
And regardless if you did good or if you put in that work and for the most part, like, didn't choke, I mean, if you stumbled, you know, you mess up your delivery. If it was on a good bar, then you screwed yourself. But other than that,
right.
Other than that, like, you know what I'm saying? If you go and do your job and get out of there, you know what I'm saying? And you wrote some good stuff, then people gonna remember that. You know what I'm saying? So, and you know, so, but yeah. You know, what else?
What off top, you know what I'm saying? Like, what got you into, like, rapping? And then what got you into the battle rap? Like, what made you say, you know what, fuck trying to... Yeah, I know you still write songs, but
what made you
say, you know what, I want to eat niggas for breakfast? Shouts out to cannabis.
Yo, look. So, I'll say this. Like, the true battle rap culture that's going on right now...
Yeah.
Like, I got into that in the 2009 or whatever. Homie, he don't rap no more, but I still shout him out, Young Styles or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, and Facebook was on back then or whatever. MySpace was just then fading. I'll say this. He shared a battle. He tagged me or whatever. Yo, what you think about this? And it was the Locksmith versus Daylight battle.
Okay.
Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I can't remember his first bar right now, Daylight's first bar, but that second bar or whatever, you ain't got to be a superhero. You ain't got to be a Marvel superhero, but you can still get Captain America. I was like,
hey.
Or whatever. So that right from then on, like that ticked a certain part of my brain. You know what I'm saying? It unlocked something or whatever. And then I started getting addicted to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, you know, even before, you know what I'm saying? Like, I found battle rap. Like, you know, we had these little local beefs or, you know, that I don't even call beef or whatever, just little local affairs.
Word.
Local rap affairs. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, dang on with just, like, different crews and stuff like that. And then, you know, my homie Raw Flow that's locked up right now, I need to go see my dog. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Raw Flow.
Keep your head
or whatever.
Up.
Yes. He'll be out this year. He'll be out this year and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to make sure I make up for lost time. What I was about to say. L Dizzle, shout out to him because I first rapped with L Dizzle. You know, and then it transcended the flow. And then, you know, my right hand man to this day, David Beckham Jr. or whatever. You know, if you ever see a guy with, you know, Philippine mixed with Caucasian or whatever, you know what I'm saying? That's my dog. That's my shooter or whatever. Literally, that's my shooter. I seen it firsthand or I felt it firsthand, put it like that. Right. So I ain't gonna say too much, but you know, when we had these little local disses and, you know, they wanted me to get on the track or whatever, and then I'll start, you know, spitting punchlines at a, you know, a certain flow and stuff, and, you know, it feel like when you look at Straight Outta Compton and you see Ice Cube or whatever doing the No Vaseline diss or whatever, and they showing the reactions or whatever, we was living like that for real. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so, like, then, even then, I had sort of an essence about it, you know what I'm saying, that I attracted to it, especially, you know, everybody, you know, got influenced with 8 Mile movie, you know what I'm saying, to go on the beats and, you know, go to these tournaments and rap and, you know, things like that. You know, I did, you know, in my hometown, Marietta, Florida, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we had
Side of Marietta once again.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? It's still 850, you know what I'm saying? M-Town, West End for life.
Word.
West, we went to the, we went to, club secrets, club events, you know what I'm saying? Like me and my dogs or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Black and white, you know what I'm saying? I stayed trying to bring, you know what I'm saying, diversity, you know, to the crowd and stuff, you know, because, you know, just black, it's black street dominant, you know, there, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, as far as I'm concerned, it always will be, you know? So, you know, until I guess, you know, a different scent of music, you know what I'm saying? Until they start getting attracted to that, then, you know, they, what's gonna be played is what's gonna be played, you know. But it ain't no disrespect to the DJs either. They got to play what the crowd wanted.
What the crowd wanted,
you know
yeah,
what I'm
what
saying?
They,
so,
yeah.
And so shout out to Diamond D, you know what I'm saying, one of the legendary DJs in Jackson County, you know. So, but anyways, yeah, you know, like, that's pretty much, you know, from the Young Styles, when he showed me that battle right there, then I started going on, and then after that, I started kind of, you know, like, sparring with myself, just shadow boxing on the paper and stuff, and, you know, and I was just like, And so then later on, anywhere between 2010 and 13, maybe, I went to Montgomery, Alabama. I found, you know what I'm saying, Crown of the South. Shout out to Benjamin. You know what I'm saying? That's where I had my first official rap battle on camera.
Okay. Okay. How was that? Like, what was the, like, were you, like, nervous? Like, oh, shoot, this is going to be recorded. Somebody can go back and see this years later. Or were you like, nah, I'm going to tear this shit up?
Man, my whole mentality about things is, you know what I'm saying? I do my best to try to shut out things.
Word.
Because I feel like, you know what I'm saying? If I don't let it exist, then it won't exist.
Word.
You
okay.
know what I'm saying? If through the Lord, he give me that control.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, went there, you know, shout out to Yoshi Montana. I think he just go by, Yoshimon or Yoma, it's something like that or whatever. I just seen his Facebook name because I told him, he's a main event somewhere. And I said, you back, bro? And he was like, for sure. I was like, let's go. Because it's been years.
Right.
But, you know, we had a good battle. You can look at Cam, you know, if you look at it first take, he, you know what I'm saying, you're going to say he got it, you know.
Right.
But then, you know, like, I had my fan base or whatever that thought that, you know, things were a bit biased, that, you know, he got gas too much and just stuff like that, you know. I had my little slip-ups, but I can, you know, I can give him that win, you know what I'm saying? I'm not scared to admit my L's, you know. So,
right.
Like, you know, because it was a learning experience, you know. So, but at the same time, when we went outside and I heard, like, people, like, we had an intermission, you know what I'm saying? People went outside and I heard motherfuckers in the car or whatever talking about, because I told Yoshi, I said something like, so I know that's why they call you Yoshi. Because niggas ride, it's something about niggas ride your back even though you green as fuck or whatever.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And like, I heard people quoting that outside of the car. So then it was really, you know what I'm saying? You got people that judge battles on a memorable experience. So then who really won? You know what I'm saying? If I kept hearing people quote that outside, you know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to think. I want to say it was Flow to God. It was the Flow or Bravo. They were saying, like, you have people that can win in the crowd, like, live, and you got people that can win, like, on video.
That smells like Bravo.
Yeah. So for you, like, what's more important? Is it the crowd giving you the ooze, or, nah, I want somebody to review the tape and see that, like, I was really killing it with the bars? Or is it both?
I'd rather teach. If I am to teach, I'd rather, you know what I'm saying, teach the generation to aim for both.
Word.
Because, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, you have certain battles that have happened, you know what I'm saying, throughout the battle rap culture history, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, the person did it for the camera. You know what I'm saying? So then those YouTube comments are, like, you know what I'm saying, a flourish in their favor.
Yeah.
And so, you know, but then, you know, like, because I've, you know, like, let's see, man, me and Bravo, like, one of the, like, you know what I'm saying, like, still, like, one of the best battles that happened in Tallahassee or whatever, like, when we battled and when we got done and he asked and we asked everybody like who they thought won in the room and stuff, at the time they said a draw. But then when you looked on camera, you seen it was Bravo. Yeah. Or whatever, you see what I'm saying? Is, but some people still say it's me, you know what I'm saying? Right, the side right, or right. Whatever. So, and it's an opinionated sport anyway, you know what I'm saying? So you have to take all that into consideration, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah.
And how do you prepare for it, you know what I'm saying? Like, is it easier if it's somebody you know, or is it harder? Like,
I'll say this much. I've known no battler like that before they battle. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know, I didn't battle. I haven't battled like a name or anything like that. You know, I've battled in front of a name or two. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. But I haven't, you know, battled a name to where like they've had, you know, this going on about them and that going on about them and stuff. So like all my preparations, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because a lot of people know me for, like, you know, the punching and, you know, the deep quotes here and there, you know. And then, you know, the signature flows, you know, because it's a battle. It's an acapella battle. So it's like you can say it at a certain rhythm however you want to. But at the same time, you want to make sure that there is a cadence that, you know, they can follow. You might want to do a 4-bar set up, you know what I'm saying? Too soon when they're going hotter. Zoom when they're going hotter. And you know the crowd just, and they feeling it. You know what I'm saying?
They start like, getting to the pocket with you.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, but like in terms of the preparation though, me personally, like, and I've posted it on the gram and stuff like that, man, I be in the forest, man. And that's just, you know, people can call me weird and whatever like that. But you know, like, I know that I live different than most people. Not a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? Because people can still relate, you know what I'm saying? Had they not, then, you know, but then that would be the gift and the curse in itself, because nobody could relate to you even though you were at a high level and whatnot. So, you know, I prepare. And sometimes I'll be at you know, a club or something like that, you know, depending or whatever, you know. But when I prepare, you know what I'm saying, like, all my thoughts, for the most part, are coming out the mud. You know what I'm saying? Like, just through life experience. Or what I, you know what I'm saying? Shotgun Suge just ain't too long had a bar about doing something, a knee steering or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I was like, nobody has said that in a battle yet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it was just like, I know how, you know, that's just a battler's way of life at that point, you know? So, but everybody has different preparations, you know what I'm saying? How they do things. Some people don't, you know, because you have a month of plus of preparation, you know, before the event and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? And so, and sometimes people have these life situations that messes them up. And, you know, that's just life, you know?
Being that you in the game, though, do you ever, because you said it's an opinionated sport, you know what I'm saying? And you got a lot of people that may commentate on a lot of stuff, say that this should be this way or that way. Like, how do you feel like a player in the sense of, hey, nigga, if you ain't never played, like, you can't say nothing, you know what I mean? Or do you feel like, yo, you have those, or is it a balance of you got the battle rappers who do the performance and create the content, and there's a space for those that watch and comment on what's going on?
It depends. I guess I could say it depends on the wisdom of both sides.
Okay.
And whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to have a humble and yet a discerning skill about what people say and how they say it. Right. A lot of things get thrown out of a context just through a text or a message or a comment or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And then people start talking crazy. There's been plenty of times where I had, you know, just, you know, I had to talk to league owners and stuff like that, you know, just to make sure everything was good, because I didn't, you know, for the most part, I just didn't want to disdain our name like that or whatever, you know, or just stain our name like that, you know. So, and I was just, you know, making sure that just everything was good, you know what I'm saying, because we not here for all that. We here to try to be, you know, making money and get on that level. And so, you know, and building relationships with people, because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, like, at the end of the day, I done had people come, you know, or I just show up to it. And Rico, I've told Rico about it, I think, at least once or whatever. I show up to, you know, an open mic event or something like that, you know, and somebody that has been to one of my events, they see me, hey, you know what I'm saying, or heard about it. Hey, man, I heard about it, or I've been there, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you gonna throw another one, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know, so I know that there's a sense of demand out there and whatnot. But, you know, that's just the relationship with people, you know what I'm saying? That's the results of it, you know?
Right. So. And speaking of relationships and bringing the content, you know what I'm saying, can you give us an update on, you know what I'm saying, sort of hospitality and where the league is at this point?
The league is at a reboot, and we just trying to make sure we have everything right. We introducing new battlers, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've already introduced one. He's not really a new battler at this point, Ace Gotti. He's battled at two of our events, done good. Battled against a one-rounder against Don Rich and a three-rounder against Bravo. Okay. So, you know, and we've had different people like, what's that guy's name? Oh, man, it's going to kill me. BJ versus, not Prophecy, BJ, oh, my God, who... Oh, it's gonna kill me. we gonna get into that later. Yeah.
Trust me. It's because late.
And make it so bad. When I did meet the boy, I met the boy. I think at K House, and next thing you know, he was Flo the God was like, Drag, what you gonna do? What you gonna do with him and stuff? What's his name? But like, and I was like, I told Flo, don't you even start or right. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, hey, yo, that's got to go down and stuff. I'm like, all right, well, I got to do him like I did most of y'all. I got to send him up the ladder.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and it's two more guys alongside of that Don Rich passed to me. But at this, like I said, I just want to make sure, you know what I'm saying? Like, this next event, I'm going to tell you right now, for the most part, it'll be a free event, you know what I'm saying? Like, just to get things back running, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to be trying to do some planning ahead of that. I'll go on and say this because I don't never want nobody to ever say that I didn't say it. I do have other plans as well. At the end of the year, I could be out of here moving to Indiana.
Right.
You know, so, but I'm just, you know, on the down low with all that, you know what I'm saying? So, we're back at the beginning stages, you know, trying to see, like how we're going to put this card together at what location. But for the most part, it's going to be a pub. I will say this. It has been confirmed through Flo. He did confirm it through me once. He did say it in our little group chat once. And Flo, if you deny me, I'm going to make sure I body slam you when I see you when you hit his podcast.
That's a lot of body. That you boy know ain't what I'm small saying? Enough. Like,
yeah. he ain't small. The boy bigger than me. Or right. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Ask him about that $40 he spent on Waffle House, and that's all I'm going to say.
Hey, yo.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm going to spill. I got to spill your guts one good time. We battled. I got to spill your guts one good time. So, shout out to Flo, man. I love that name. But yeah.
So y'all got something set up or whatever. So you're gonna wait for that.
Yes. I'm hoping mid-April.
Okay.
I'm hoping mid-April or late April. We just got to get it jumping. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got and we. I'm gonna go ahead and put you on Front Street. Mr. Eddie BMB, Beast Mode Boys. Dang on, like you said you might be interested. And let me find out I got a real life gorilla in my league. I promise you I will go crazy every battle. You will get the gas. I ain't gonna give you too much gas. Gotta make sure, you know what I'm saying, the pin game straight, you know what I'm saying? So whatever, a giant with a pin. That's almost unheard of. Almost, right. You got like tall battle rappers out there, you know, like Hitman and John and Disaster
or whatever, like, dang on, that, you know, they got the pen with it or whatever, and I guess that adds to their presence in a sort of sense when people look at this. Some people look at the sport like NBA, you know what I'm saying? They right. got their comparisons. And
right.
I compare it to fighting and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? I look at it as, I look at it, you know what, I'm going to be quiet because what I was about to say, I'm putting that in a battle. That is a gem.
Well, we're going to do this, though, because you're not just, of course, you're more than just a battle rapper. You actually got a pen, you put pen to paper, and record some things. So we're going to go ahead and check this thing out. We got Balance, and then we're going to hit y'all with this Wild, my man Dragon X, on the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby.
I'm trying to find a balance. 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 I said I'm trying to find a balance. Trying to find a balance. I said I'm trying to find a balance. I'm trying to find a balance.
Solid in the circles, demons wanna travel near. God shield, touch you, come in at my sphere. Looking past the mirror, what the spirit won't reflect. Some boundaries ain't meant to overstep, but they out there cross over with no problem. Pole mantras, low key living like Satanists all your forefathers. No wanna, it's the center of the world, just a low drama. Souls dark, fold off you. Yeah. Intuition tell me what that even looking, shall I be for certain? Then I'm ready to fold all them. See how the tough turns soft, submit for the minds, think I wanna hear soap operas. And all I ever had was good intentions in the first place. Send them out more compensate. Something that we don't touch. Show love. Some people don't rediscuss. Ones that you speak so friendly up might be the one skinny that thought he could trust.
Home of the Lord, lift the wind. Medicine, if they were drifting, just despairs. But this is the end of things. Just through the grips, got plenty I wish release. A minute to fix my feet. It's all that I brought us all running the liberty. Still, they gon' test my feet. I fix my state, flex out on them like gang gang.
The higher being and maintaining this peace. Though if I ever starve, you ain't tending the feast. The man says the charge, facilitating capri. Never by the foes, pretend to take it a peek. Sending in the midst of a living up with a hit on condition that had me in for a minute, fainting me deep. But recall the wisdom, I'm giving up, put a dent in the venom. It's more alpha than with my feet.
Trying to find a balance. Trying to find a balance. I'm trying to find a balance. I'm trying to find a balance. I said I'm trying to find a balance. Trying to find a balance. I said I'm trying to find a balance.
Heart first to have strength. Play your part first, get that ink. Something that attack can label when it's that's a staple. Now you got something to match with. It's easy to ego trip around competition. Better cheat, good benefit, taking losses with it. Get consumed hard, you feel the darkness in it. Make it wanna take a risk and make golf decisions.
Kick around team like that. Smoke a dumb on no menthol. The demon vibes and murder that is all yours. Can you just top all these get tipped off? Then none of it naive in this cold world. The stars itself in your own world. I lost my way, but I wash away. That's all my faults away. I hold thorn, I wear the crown. Tryna G-O-D and I hem it down. I'm a real soul, just coming from the none of my limit level down. We still rising for the loves that's been dying. Know that we still got you, we riding. Energy from the family, never leaves you still beside me. Surround of our demons, get them exercise. Set a test of time and protect the child when they creeping. Tryna tell us what and we're not to lose. I'm for what you're saving. Get on my destiny, but it's against. I don't trust what they believe in. Gotta find out on my own.
Trying to find a balance.
A liftoff, prone to human emotions. Forgive if the kid falls. Got loose off the potion. Come and take a sip, dog. That wasn't no liquor. That was real love. Take the time. Never know when your life ending. You break from God's speed to a life sentence.
This is the result of open eyes, wisdom. This what I tell my dogs off the mic, pimping.
But my brothers and my sisters, let me know. And for the dynamic girl, gotta take it with me as I go through these hectic souls. I'm in for this restless soul. But the kindness of my heart can take it for granted, it kills. But my people need me not to play in this man, it's for real. Do my best to stay high above it all. Not the first or the last to see who doesn't fall.
Stay prayed up, let me stay up. Stay prayed up, if I stay up, yo.
Trying to find a balance.
Loving my freedom more than China, Russian defense. Numbers are sin. Russian roulette. Yeah. We don't get that lucky.
Nah.
Chaos in the city. You don't need to trust me. Long as I'm getting this paper, I ain't gonna be tripping. But if you get in the way, ain't no explaining these intentions. You forgot who running this kingdom. These boys sign our leaders. Once I lying down, that ain't simple. See when you try to judge these hyenas. Making that body count if I have to. Blood pumping with tension. Gotta tap instincts on a daily. Snakes be the fuck around and struck venom. They want it all. Like, give me that cash drawer. What I asked for? Psycho out of that psychologic till you found out there was mad war. Go get that off of the damn floor. The rules that I run was a mad squad with no cash cards. That's loyalty. Too strong. Hope you got the jaw for jack. Go that far if you won't. Survival of the fittest, it was written. Leave a price you like the Bible in the trenches. Something beside me, bitch. Focus up a shot from the sights like a sniper's vision. Hit like a bicycle engine. Pick up the mind, but I fight for your life till my time is ending. Listening for him in the midst of the force. But when I comprehend to the talking shit in the forms. In an instant, my inner victor get equipped from the sources. Not slipping, you're living by the split the ceiling and portions. Boop, boop, boop.
Watching how they act. Running with they pack. Flashing money like you niggas ain't never had a stack. Yeah, we working cause we arguing. And it's been a while. Your bitch looking like a snack, we on the pride. These brothers is why. These sisters is why. Tap into the why. See niggas get wild. These niggas is why. These niggas is why. Tap into the why. These animals why. Yeah, they why.
Feel the dark side of this rhythm. When a hard time really get them. Put here for whatever. The fuck would've lost mine in this prison. Nigga said I ain't earned the stripes.
What?
Bitch nigga can suffer. Unload on a bitch. Put a chrome on a wig. All hot tie all you victims. Think I be playing. You don't respect me.
What's up?
I don't respect you. Let me catch you. Play the dummy, but it ain't no car test for this wreck, fool. Exploit that, I'm outside. Brother for in the unwise. Nigga try to infiltrate our tribe. Puss ass motherfucker, bitch can die. Well, that's nature every day. Brother right here get slayed. Nigga, we hanging and banging, okay? But the days gotta sway if a nigga just pray. Need to stay in place at the base with a case. Say grace over pray for the fatal ways. Keep an angel safe though for my place. Bitch niggas wanna start saving face. Yeah, I said it. That political trash predictable. I read it. No antidote for this sickness. Coming back like karma, no credit. Top of act of harm you is leverage. When the action call it, I'm deadly. Ain't nobody really trying to get killed. The top of the food chain, get beheaded.
Watching how they act, running with they pack. Flashing money like you niggas ain't never had a stack. Yeah, we working cause we arguing. And it's been a while. Your bitch looking like a snack, we on the pride. These brothers is why. These sisters is why. Tap into the why. See niggas get wild. These niggas is why. These niggas is why. Tap into the why. These animals why. Yeah, they why.
Boom, boom, boom. We are back. This is what Enigma September. My man, Dragon X.
You know, you know.
What you heard was Balance and Wild. Now, that's supposed to be on a new project?
Yes, yes. Both of those is going to be on a new project. Like I was telling you earlier, when you asked me what to send, like, I felt the headache instantly coming.
Oh,
like,
man.
I was just like, you know... Cause I've never really did like always provided, like, even with like the CDs that I would record songs on, and it just be a blank CD when I didn't know no better back then. All I knew was just hustle or right. Whatever dang on, like, shucking my CDs to Walmart employees and stuff that I was working with.
Word,
you
word,
know what I'm saying?
Word.
And then, like, next thing you know, my right hand man, David Beckham, shout out to him once more, bro. I love you. He used to work at Burger King at the time, and I met him. I met up with him outside. Or, matter of fact, I was driving to his job or whatever. And he was like, bro,
He was like, I think I heard somebody playing your shit, bro.
Yo.
Or whatever. I said, what? I was like, all right, that's cool. And I found out who it was, and it was freaking Wayne Sawyer or whatever, one of the guys that I was working with. So, yeah. And whatever, we still cool to this day. Shout out to him and his family and his kids. But balance, man. I chose to send you that, you know what I'm saying, as a representation of, like, you know, everything in the circle pertaining to the light, you know what I'm saying, it struggles, you know, and just trying to keep yourself intact, keep your well-being intact through all that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, trying to find a balance, you know, life I pray, trying to find a balance night and day or whatever, you know. And then, like, the other part of that course, you know, was, you know, something that, because I feel like, you know what I'm saying, like, my style of art in itself, I feel like, you know, we all have that subconscious, you know what I'm saying, that tells us, you know what I'm saying, if it ain't channeling through God or whatever, you know, we all have that subconscious that's telling us, you know, you have a choice what you want to do, you know what I'm saying, and you know, a lot of times we make, you know, bad decisions and stuff like that, you know, we have to, you know, just shut it out or whatever and just make that good decision and just keep proposing and whatnot. So, but like, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, my style of art and when I write or whatever, the higher being in me is talking to your higher being. And word. Whatnot, you know. Sorry to shake the mic, so the second part, you know, is something that I feel like we should preach more in music, you know what I'm saying, which is love, you know what I'm saying, like word. trying to find a balance, peace and love, you know what I'm saying, like, so, you know, and then I have, you know, but you get your little raw rap here and there, you know, but I made sure to keep the song clean because, you know, it was a 3-verse song. I'm pretty sure, and it was a good beat, you know what I'm saying? And I wanted to, you know, showcase the talent once more that, you know, I can, you know, do 3 verses and keep it going, you know, with the flows and making sure I say stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, and that's why, you know, the battle rap thing.
I was about to say, sometimes it's all about the ass, like, you have that stigma.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you can't record and vice versa, so I know it's important.
Like, you know what I'm saying, with the battle rap thing, like, you know, like, I've learned to put some of that in my toolkit, you know, in music, you know? So, you know, it kind of makes things more interesting, you know what I'm saying? And it makes me feel like, you know, or whatever, like, you know, an artist would feel like just writing through the tablet, you know what I'm saying? Trying to leave, you know what I'm saying? Because when you put the stuff on the internet, as long as you're alive and as long as this world is moving as how it's moving, the internet will always be here.
Right.
And you will always have this piece of information, you know what I'm saying? To the point where it's timeless and whatnot. So, you know, but, you know, I have these, you know, like every... And I'm not the first and I'm not the last, most definitely, you know. But, like, even the first 2 bars in the verse... In the first verse, you know, solid in his circles, demons want to travel near. God's shield touch you coming at my sphere or whatever.
God is, you know
what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, like.
So basically, a battle rap, right, sharpens your bars anyway because you're so used to having to make those connections. So it just make it easier to write the songs because you.
No. Or whatever. It made it much worse and whatever. Like, I collab with dudes sometimes, they'd be like, dang, Dre, you taking a while or whatever. But then when I get on that mic, it was like, oh, I see.
Right.
And so, like, you know, but I always, like, because I stopped freestyling on most of my stuff. Or whatever, I just, you know, I always want to put thought into a song because I want to treat it like a song or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like a song that you will remember in church, you know, a song you could remember out here, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, like, you know, the battle rap realm and the music realm, them two different pens, them two different beasts, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, you know, just things like that about balance, you know, and, you know, the harmonies or whatever. I wanted to showcase, you know, like, you know, I was influenced by Bone Thugs and Harmony, you know what I'm saying? Like, straight up. Many more influences as well, you know what I'm saying, through music and battle rap, but mainly Bone Thugs and Harmony, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, you know, and I'll never forget when I first rapped in front of my dad, and we still have this story talking to this day, and I tell him, I said, I remember when I first rapped for you, and you said, son, your flow was good, but your lyrics was trash, and whatever, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, you know, from that point on, and whatever, like, anything that would add to my, to, you know, my arsenal within my lyricism and stuff, like battle rap, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm infusing it in there, I'm injecting it in there, and so, like, so, but, like, what does, you know, I also have a voice, you know what I'm saying? I'll never tell people I can sing. I just tell them I can harmonize real well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can do the double harmonies and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, to add to it, because, you know, a lot of my music, like, if you hear the beat, like you heard Balance, you know what I'm saying, for those that are listening, it was just mellow. You had your claps and stomps at the same time that made it, you know what I'm saying, to give you that little bounce, you know what I'm saying? Because right. I make, you know what I'm saying, these days I am making all my own beats or whatever. I've been making beats in the past.
Yeah.
I've got probably like 3,000 beats out of the 9,000 that got taken away from me in life.
Right.
And so, like, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to David Beckham once more, because we get it in. Anytime he knows a piece of knowledge, you know what I'm saying, in terms of sound engineering and production and stuff like that, and he'll you know, chip me the tip or whatever, and then, like, and he'll kind of show me, or he'll link me to a video and stuff, or I might link him to a video, you know, and we just reciprocate on those ends. So, but yeah, that's balanced, though, you know what I'm saying? For the most part, you know, the harmonies, you know, and, you know, just that hook, man, it the hook tells you everything. It, or whatever, because, you know, because life, I pray, you praying about your struggles or right. whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, there is no struggle that you've never prayed for when it got you at your all-time low, you know what I'm saying? So, but then that second part is just showing, like, it's guiding you, trying to guide you to the light, but that's right. that.
Yeah. All right, so what can people expect, the project, and what to expect from the project?
Expect greatness, but at the same time expect nothing.
Word.
Expect nothing. I don't never, you know what I'm saying? Because that's how, you know, I've had criticism come in my ear, you know, that, you know, man, all your stuff is tight, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you rarely, you know, hear that about that through an artist, you know what I'm saying? And that's not me flexing or anything like that, you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, 2017, when I went on that tour and, you know, made some money, but then, you know, still went broke or whatever, you know, but for what I love, and the Lord got me back home and stuff like that, you know, like, all that, all through accumulating all that experience or whatever, and it showed me a lot of things.
Right.
Or whatever, it showed me a lot of my flaws, but then it showed me a lot of my superpowers, you know, because I recently posted, you know, Albany, New York, when I had performed up there, and I had a song, I got a song called No Time to Waste, and it's on my SoundCloud or whatever. I had a project called The Black Solid Snake, but then, like, my phone that had the SD card and it got stole, so then it's like, I can only get certain traces of it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I had to kind of scrap that or whatever, but, like, that No Time to Waste. And then next thing you know, like, you can hear people, like, I went back and, like, went to the live footage on that, you know what I'm saying, on the Wicked Tennessee Records Facebook, and I seen and I heard it. And I heard it even, like, in performance and stuff, and, like, I was shocked, but still composed or whatever. But, like, looking at the live or whatever, I ain't even gonna front you, bro. A tear rolled down my eye. Tear rolled down my eye for real. I was just like, whoa.
That was crazy.
I was like, see, or whatever, you know. And I got a homie that passed. Shout out to Young Banks, E.T., Eric Trostclair, and whatnot. You know, he always told me, you know, when he was living and whatnot, like, and he was like, last place I remember him staying in was Louisiana and stuff. And we was on that phone call and whatnot, and I was running the errand, I was in the projects or whatever, and I was on the phone with him, and he was just like, we had that conversation, he was just like, Dre, you gotta get out of Jackson County. I was like, I know, bro. But, you know, when I had that tour out of Jackson County, more, you know what I'm saying, at least 60-70% of travel, you know what I'm saying, this nation, or whatever, like, you know what I'm saying, like, his words was true.
Right.
So,
all right, so we got the project in, you got the Battle League, and you say you about to bounce up to, is it Indianapolis?
Yeah, it's not Indianapolis. It's just going to be Indiana.
No doubt.
I don't know where. And that's not even, you know, really promised, you know, because like I said, if it goes through.
Yeah. Cause you know, ain't gonna front. We going to miss you, bro.
Yeah, you know, no. I'm going to make sure. I got to show my face at least, you know what I'm saying, once every 2 months. If you know what I'm saying, it just depends on, like, if I'm banking up there and it ain't nothing for me to travel and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
Then it's cool, you know. But other than that, like, for sure.
So how do the people that don't know of you, how can they get in contact with you and how can they find your music?
Facebook. Dragon X, all one word, capitalize the D and the X, Dragon X or whatever, you'll see it. You'll see me with my little Eagles jersey. I was in the Oklahoma battle. Shout out to CTN Jay Burner or whatever, the guy that booked me over there twice. Word. Or whatever. First was a good one, the first was a letdown. But anyways, Dragon X on Facebook. I think it's the real Dragon X.
Yeah.
On Twitter and Instagram with a couple of underscores and stuff, you know what I'm saying? If you comment and you ask about it or whatever, like, I'm going to be monitoring the comments in the section and stuff like that, or just wherever y'all commenting on any of the feeds of stream, different medias, I will be monitoring those. So, and if y'all don't get, you know, the real underscore Dragon X or the underscore real underscore Dragon X, they made me do that or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I ain't want to do all that, you know what I'm saying? But right. I couldn't think of nothing else or whatever. So I was just like, you know what? Let's just roll with that. So, YouTube, Dragon X TV, SoundCloud, Dragonator, Dragon with an ATOR, SoundCloud.com/Dragonator. Let's see. Am I forgetting anything? You know what I'm saying? Like, I wish I, it'd be dope. It would have been dope if I can get my stuff on Caffeine or whatever. Like, yeah. They just,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, that's gonna blow.
Like, you know, I seen the URL do they stuff on there. You know, it's crazy. But I think I covered it all. Yes. All
right, bet it up. So y'all make sure to holler at my man's. You know what I'm saying? Look out for him. He's doing big things or whatever. I'm glad you can be on here, bro.
Hey, appreciate you. It's an honor and a privilege just on me.
No doubt. You killed it.
Man, look. Man, let me tell y'all something, man. The next battle I do will be so different, I promise you. It'll be, you know what I'm saying? I've been great, you know what I'm saying? Like, and, you know, because if I wasn't, you know, it wouldn't show and it'd just be all the way through, you know what I'm saying? But it really ain't for real. But, you know, that's one thing. The second thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, with this Nature Project, you know, like, I'll put it to you like this. Because I'm finishing that song. Or finishing the instrumental on that.
Yeah.
That Visions? Oh, my God! Don't play with me with that, man. I just hurt my kneecap for real. You know what I'm saying? You hardly, as an artist, as a producer, you hardly impress yourself.
Yeah, right.
Because
you're always
looking for improvement.
Right.
But then sometimes you sit back and you just look at your stuff.
Right.
All
right.
Shout out to Bomb First Battlegrounds and stuff. But I killed your mans. I killed your mans, J. Allen Poe. And whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the stigma of the curse of choking went through and it got his ass or whatever like that. And that's just what happened or whatever, you know? So it made room. So when I got my second round, I told that nigga, I said, I run this battlefield. They ain't got them toolies out to kill, man. And since they false flagging, guess what? The ruling on the field stands. And the crowd.
Bars.
And the motherfucking crowd said it back with me when I ran it back the second time. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, best believe, I know what I'm capable of.
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna let these niggas undermine me. They can call it corny. Like I told Trips in that last battle or whatever. I was like, or whatever, because I peeped them on the live stream and I said, yo, or whatever. Like, I was like, Trips said, I'm corny, bruh. Or whatever. And I told that nigga, I was like, And I told Tris, I was like, you right, or whatever. Just like how I think you the devil. You know, what a disguise portrayed by what you're swaying and what you're learning is real. If that's the case, why would you allow these children to play in this corny field? You know what I'm saying?
Bars. And like, bars.
Like, I'm aware of what these niggas is talking, and I'm on all day. Like, as soon
all they ask.
As soon as the assassin contract come through, nigga, I'm signing it with
All right. Yo, with that, we finna get up out of here with them flames. Yo, my man Dragon X right here on the Nigga Myself album.
I got one more thing to say.
Go ahead, bro.
And I should have said it first. You know what I'm saying?
You good.
I thought thank the Lord for you. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
That he will route me here. And second thing, man, my label manager, he passed. RIP, Tim Williams. You know what I'm saying? Word. And like two of the guys, like, cause it's a couple of guys that's a fan of Wicked. There's a lot. It's they got that like 2,000 likes on their Facebook or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like they got fans. The label has fans. I will say that. And not a lot, but you know what I'm saying. More than
somebody,
what people think.
Somebody there.
And
right.
So you know what I'm saying? Like I was put on that tour. That man, you know, covered a lot of my expenses or whatever. And then when I sold or whatever, if I could give it back to him, I would. Sometimes I did, but what I was about to say was, you know, they was on a miniature tour and then in Kansas, messed around and got into a fatal accident. Shout out Crooked G. I forgot the third guy, but then you had another guy named Marshmello or whatever. And he died on impact or whatever, and like all of them was badly injured. You know what I'm saying? Crooked G, I love you, homie. But they had to rush. They rushed him. He had to get. He pretty much like from in the pelvis region or whatever. He pretty much died from surgical complication or whatever.
Yeah.
And so you know what I'm saying? Like I traveled the world with that man or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like and I love that man. So I Shante, I love y'all. Y'all already know. You know what I'm saying? Anything, if I could do anything, you know what I'm saying? Like they already got my inbox and they already got my number. So
right. Bam. All right, bet it up, man. Rest in peace to the homie, man, and everybody that was affected, bro. You hold your head, all right?
Oh, yeah, for sure, right. For sure.
You got my support, you know what I'm saying? You got new music or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Run it to me, we going to run it.
Oh, yeah, I'm all right.
So we're going to get up out of here, man. We'll be back next week. Matter of fact, let me see. I'm going to make an announcement off the pod. But let me give y'all what... Let me hurry up. I ain't trying to waste your time, yo. Like, I know Pat.
No time, Pat,
like, man, if y'all hurry up.
Pat said Jack.
Okay. Yeah, we got my man Lock Messiah, who I was talking about earlier. He gonna be on the pod next week. So this is the Enigma Sap Hour. You got time, baby.
Yeah.